back to Grin and Barley. I'm your captain. That's your beard. What's up?
Not too much, man.
How has your life been the last couple of days?
Couple of days, pretty good, man. Turned 34 yesterday.
Nice. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Beard's birthday was yesterday, and yeah. I didn't even put that in the title.
I know. You didn't.
I'm such an asshole.
It's okay.
I didn't even think about it.
It's all right. I'll fix it.
Birthdays don't matter.
Yeah, I know. Not when you get past like 25, 30. Then it's just kind of like, eh.
30 is a good one. How old are you now?
34.
35. I forget. You're a fucking kid still.
It's okay. I asked the wife the other day, how old am I? I forgot.
How do you forget how old you were at 34?
I was 33 the other day, and I forgot. I couldn't remember if I was 32 or 33. I was like, hey, because we're the same age. I was like, how old am I?
I'm 40, and I don't know.
She's like, you're 33. And I went,
and I can remember how old I am. Shit, I'm 41. Holy shit, I guess I can't remember how old I am.
She's like, you're 33. And I was like, when did that happen? I don't remember that birthday at all.
And did you do anything special?
No. Technically, I had to work, but it was slow, so I left at like 9:30. Then we went to Chili's, and I ate some Chili's and got a margarita. Came back home and drank the last of my OBP1.
That is awesome. I've done nothing but work. I was gifted some Irish whiskey the other day.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Yeah, it's pretty decent. We'll do an episode on it. It's the Buskers.
Okay.
So, I mean, we kind of did an episode on one of them, but we're not going to release it. Well, we may release it down the line eventually of, like, outtakes and fuck-ups.
Yeah. Let's just say that the St. Patrick's Day episode
is dead.
It went downhill real quick.
Yeah. So there's four expressions to this Irish whiskey that I want to get into, but I have three of them sitting here right now. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're doing tonight. But I don't know. That's what I've been up to besides, you know, hanging out at the house. I'm planning on I'm drawing up the plans as we speak, watching YouTube videos, you know, YouTube University and everything. And I am going to be building a brick pizza oven in my backyard. Yeah, so I've been, like, drawing up the plans and watching YouTube videos and figuring out where it's going to go. Well, I know exactly where it's going to go. So I've been doing all that for, like, the past couple of days, just trying to figure out how much everything is going to cost. And
I got you, man.
I was thinking about doing a, like, a time-lapse type thing of recording me making the pizza oven and putting it up on our YouTube.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I do like some brick oven pizza, man.
You and me both.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this episode tonight, though. Being that it was my birthday yesterday, I picked two whiskeys for us to taste. And I said, I don't really want to do a, not really like a 1 to 10, because I know this is when it really gets into, like, taste is subjective.
Right.
They're two of my favorite ones. They might not be yours, but I want to hear what you think. You know, hopefully it's positive, but, you know, I like to have you enjoy your time.
Well, I'm calling this a complete first experience with Woodinville because you said I've had the bourbon.
Yeah, you have had the straight bourbon before.
I don't remember it, so therefore it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
I haven't had the rye.
Funny thing about the rye is that I found out about the rye via YouTube, and I've been looking for it for probably about a year now, and I couldn't find it in our area, and I finally found it, so I had to pick it up. And of course, the first thing I do is bring it home and taste it, because
I mean, that's what you do.
You gotta taste it, man. But yeah, I'm really excited. I said it's Woodinville's straight bourbon whiskey and Woodinville's straight 100% rye whiskey.
Nice.
Both of them are pot distilled and are sitting at 90 proof. So nice. I went on their website today and got a little bit of history of it. Woodinville itself is owned by two best friends, Orlin Sorensen and Brett Carlisle. They said their dream is to make the greatest craft whiskey in the world by bringing the time-honored traditions of bourbon production into a craft environment using the highest quality, locally grown grains, the best barrels and coopers in the world, the most technologically advanced distilling equipment, which, by the way, they show their still on their website.
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out. It's crazy looking. It has some big words. I have no idea what they are, but it's really cool. They also have the mentorship of an industry icon, David Pickerill.
He's
a former master distiller for Maker's Mark.
Yes, I I was sitting there trying to think of who he was, because I've heard his name a bunch.
And you know me, like, I don't really know that much about names, but I've heard his name. And I was like, oh, dang. I was like, that's really interesting. I didn't know that much about the company. I just found their bourbon years ago, and I was like, I want to try it. And I know that all their staple grains are cultivated exclusively for Woodinville on the Omlin family farm in Quincy, Washington. So all their stuff is local to them. All
right, so they're a Washington whiskey.
Yeah, yeah, they're in Washington.
Washington State, not D.C.
Washington State.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Prior to being coopered, the barrel wood is seasoned in open air, rain, wind, and snow for 18 months, which softens the wood's harsh tannins. But yeah, it's like, dang, they're aging the wood prior to even going into made into a barrel.
That's kind of cool.
Once coopered, the barrels are then slowly toasted and heavily charred to further enrich the wood's desirable flavors. So you have a light toast and then a heavy char on it. I know that some places just do like a straight char right through. I was like, that's interesting to me. That said, once the grains are mashed, distilled, and barreled in the Woodinville distillery, they're trucked over the Cascade Mountains and stored in private barrel houses in central Washington, where the extreme temperature cycles promote the extraction of natural flavors from the oak. I know that they're in Woodinville, Washington. Woodinville's just outside of Seattle. So they're going to... So I'm like, okay, so going over the mountains and storing it pretty much in central Washington, which is a lot different than Seattle, Washington's climate.
All right. Which one are we doing first?
We'll do the bourbon, because I know that you've had it. I don't know if it might bring back some flavor things. It might not.
And so for those of you who don't know, we are doing this remotely until the office gets finished.
Yeah.
To the studio, office, whatever. He has full bottles. He has poured me 2 ounce pour bottles.
A little over 2 ounce pour. I gave you the brother-in-law 2 ounce.
So that's what I'm drinking on.
Before we get into the bourbon, they did show their awards for this. The Woodinville Straight Bourbon Whiskey received the double gold medal in the title of Best Straight Bourbon Whiskey of 2020 at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition of 2020.
That's not too bad.
Said, I find it to be very complex compared to most, you know, bourbons out there. They all kind of taste the same and smell the same to me. Then you have some that are outside the box. This is one of those that are outside the box.
So what? This is 90 proof, right?
This is 90 proof pot distilled.
So 45% alcohol. So it's not too high of a proof.
It's not too high. I said it is pot distilled, which is going to change things.
I am on the nose. I'm getting a lot of ethanol on the nose. At least that's on me. And I'm getting a lot of oak.
Yeah, there's a lot of oak in it.
But I'm not really getting anything. I'm not like getting anything sweet in the nose or anything like that. So,
yeah, my first time having it, I didn't really get a lot either. The more I drank it, the more it picked up for me.
You know, this quitting smoking has helped me out a lot with smells.
You're having to relearn what whiskey smells like. You might take too big of a gulp.
Mm-mm. No, because I didn't even pour half this bottle in this glass. Oh,
okay. It's okay. Let it sit for a little bit. I know that this one, you didn't say anything about Play-Doh, because that came in at a different one, way after I bought this.
I don't know what's going on here, man. All I smell on the nose...
Well, it has been insanely dry.
Is alcohol.
It has been insanely dry here in Florida, so I know that my sinuses are raw just from high humidity.
No.
See, I'm getting like caramel, vanilla, a little, and some of the oak.
I'm getting nothing.
Small hint of berry. Like a very small hint of like a berry.
Are you sure you labeled these correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say I'm gonna set mine down because it does open up a lot more as it sits.
Alright. What I'll do is I'll pour this into another glass.
Okay.
Pour the rest into another glass, and then we'll move on to when we go to the rye, I'll let that sit out.
And revisit the...
Yeah, and then pour it back into the...
I will say that when I first had Woodinville, the bourbon, it didn't taste too different than anything else, but...
Right.
It's... Because it is a 90 proof, so that is a little hot. Not super hot, but it is up there, you know?
It's not, though. It's not hot, but...
It's also pot distilled, which does have a different flavor.
Right. But for some reason... All I'm tasting and all I'm smelling is the alcohol. It's the ethanol. That's it. That's all I'm tasting and smelling.
I think you're broken.
And it's weird. I might be broken.
You did that the other day, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I don't know. I think honestly, I think that your body is relearning how to nose whiskeys. Yeah. It's been covered by that smoke the whole time. When you introduced me to drinking neat whiskey, all I ever did was smell and taste alcohol.
Yeah.
Then again, I haven't smoked a cigarette, in a while.
You see, the Padawan has become the master.
I am the master. So yeah, we're gonna get into the rye. So the Woodinville straight 100% rye, it was in the category for best whiskey from all 50 states. It won the title of absolute best whiskey from Washington State from a guy named Christopher Osborne at Up Rocks.
That's what I want to smell in a rye. This is going to sound weird. Okay. This is going to sound really weird. I can smell Play-Doh.
Okay.
But it's not like, it's not bad. But what I like, the smell I like in a rye is going to be a super weird smell that not a lot of people probably will ever smell, but I smell it. Think back when you're in elementary school.
Okay.
Okay. Every rye to me smells almost the same. You got to go sharpen your pencil. What do? You get up and get that hand crank pencil mm-hmm. sharpener, and you can smell all those shavings.
Yeah.
It smells like a freshly sharpened pencil.
Yeah.
And to me, that is a great smell.
Yeah, it actually is. I will say that the rye is lot more complex and deep than their bourbon is. But their bourbon is one of the things. It doesn't taste like something like straight line bourbon. You know, it has some nuances in it. The rye, though, it's got a fuller flavor, and it is a deeper taste.
It smells, do I want to, not medicinal, because it doesn't smell like medicine. And also to me, like, the smells I'm getting are weird. I'm not getting fruity or anything like that like you should with rye.
Yeah, see, I'm getting fruity.
I'm getting construction. Like the wood shaving smell. All
right, you're getting the actual grain.
I'm getting a freshly painted room.
I don't smell that at all, but I think
my sniffer might be broken.
I said I think that you have rebooted your nose.
My sniffer might be broken.
Because
it's weird.
Remember when we started drinking whiskey and you started having me do tastings and nosings, and I was like, I smell alcohol. I taste alcohol. Like, give it time. Ooh. Give it time. And I think that's what happened is that you've cleared your nose out from not smoking, and now your nose is relearning to bypass that ethanol. All
right. So, oh my God. Did I really just taste that? Hold on.
Okay. I'm holding on.
We might have a...
I'm watching your face, and your brain just can deconstruct it, and it
dude,
looks
my
like
taste
it's about to
are
blow
tasting
away.
Something, or tasting something that I know should not be there, but I like it.
What are you tasting?
Dill pickle sunflower seeds.
Dill pickle sunflower seeds. See, I don't get any of that.
That's very specific.
No, but I know what you're talking about. Now, see, to me...
But, I mean, it's also the rye, because rye is a little bit sour anyway.
Rye
itself, like rye bread. And,
yeah, it has a...
Like, that's...
It has, ooh, to me, like a sourdough bread kind of, like, flavor with, like, berries on it.
That's...
Is what
that's
I get.
Exact, hold on. That's what I'm tasting. It's not like a dill pickle sunflower seed. It is like a rye sandwich with pickles on it.
Okay.
But it's not like a... It's a weird pickle flavor. Because it's not like it's pickles themselves. It's just like a tinge.
You're getting a tinge of a tart, or not a tart.
No,
but like
it's not the vinegary taste.
Oh, okay.
It's the pickling seasonings themselves, not the vinegary.
All right.
So it's.
Okay, I can get that. Because as it's sitting here and I drank a little bit of water and I still have a little bit of the oils on my tongue. I'm getting some of those flavors of like a pickling spice. Not a lot.
Yeah,
just
the
a
pickling
spice.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and dump the rest into this glass here. And I'm going to take my water.
See, this is exciting for me because it's something that you've never had that I have. And usually it's the other way around.
All right. I just put a cap full of water in it to give it a little dilution to see if it changes.
Into the rye?
Yeah. I'm going to do it into the bourbon as well. Right. I see now that opened up a little bit more. There's something there that I can't figure out what it is. And I don't want you to go naming stuff because.
Oh, I'm not.
It's subjective. So you say there's cherry in there, and I'm going to instantly start smelling cherry.
I'm watching you dissect this as someone.
It's good. I can't put my finger on any note, though.
This is the first time that I've actually had two things that you haven't had, and I get to watch you do the deconstruction. Usually the other way around, and usually you watch me try to figure things out. I get to watch you.
Definitely get a lot more of the oak barrel when you put the water in there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely do get more. It opens up a little bit. Like you put that cap full of water in there and it opens up. It brightens everything up a little bit more. Makes everything more. But at the same time, putting the water in there brightens everything up, but then it fades quickly.
Yeah.
So 90 seems to be a good proofing for this.
Yeah, I think any hotter, it would take away from the flavor, and lower, it wouldn't have that.
Proofing and hotness has nothing to do with it. You can have a barrel proof and it not be that hot.
Well, you know, I meant hotness as in like the proofing of it as high as hot. I think that a higher
proof. Hell, I've had 80s that have been hotter than 100s.
Oh, yeah. I said hotter as in like number-wise hotter, not so much flavor hotter. I probably used the wrong word on that. But, you know, I don't think a higher proof would help the flavor at all. I think that it might take away from it.
I don't know, dude. It's weird. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
The rye?
Yeah, the rye is...
The rye is really good, and I'm really glad I finally found it.
The rye is amazing.
And you know me, I'm not big on rye whiskeys. I haven't really had that many, but...
Oh, hold on.
This is the best that I've had. Is that the bourbon?
The bourbon, yeah. Let it sit. It has opened up a little bit. Woodinville bourbon's not special.
It's not. It's not super special.
I don't mean it to sound bad. No. To me, it's nothing special. I've had better. I've had worse.
Yeah.
To me, it's like you said I've had it before. And if Woodinville happens to see this, I apologize for my opinion. I mean, by the way, these aren't sponsored.
No, they're not
by any means. But if you want to sponsor us, we're okay with it. but Woodinville bourbon is not something that the bourbon I would not pick up again. Just the regular straight bourbon.
All right.
It's a bourbon to me that doesn't have a lot of flavor.
All right. So here's the local price points for the two. The Woodinville bourbon is around $40. $35, $40. Sometimes I sit down to 30.
I've had better bourbon for $11.
Again, taste is subjective.
Taste is subjective. Yes. Yeah. So
I've seen it as low as 30. I haven't seen it above 40. So it hits my mark of $30 to $40.
Right. And now you didn't want to do a scoring on these.
Not at the moment yet.
So you do want to do a scoring. Okay.
We can if you want to. So the rye, I think I picked up for like $45, $47.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 45. I don't remember. It's between 40 and 50. It's a little bit more, but I think it is a deeper flavor. I think it's a little more complex than the bourbon is. The bourbon's good. The bourbon's just a good bourbon. You know, it's nothing too special. You know, the more I drink it, the more I've found in it. But that can be said about a lot of different bourbons. You know, if you drink, you know, Maker's Mark all the time, you're going to find more and more flavors in it. If you're going to drink something just back to back to back, day after day after day, you're going to pick up more and more notes. So that could be my personal preference. I just spent a lot of time with it. So I had more time to deconstruct it. And
what, for the bourbon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I do know that it does make really good cocktails. And it has enough oil in it to where it doesn't feel like you're drinking nothing.
I can say this.
Which I do like.
I can say that Woodinville, I would buy again before I ever bought American Barrel.
That's true. You didn't like that at all.
No. That is the worst whiskey you can ever buy. That whiskey made me regret every decision I've ever made in my whole life.
Yeah. Like
up until that point. So this is better than American Barrel. So there's at least a point for
you. And the Oregon Spirit, because you didn't like that, because Play-Doh. That's all you tasted and all you smelled. Now I have a theory for the Play-Doh.
Well, I want to try it again.
Yeah.
Now that I'm not smoking, and see if it changes. I will say this: I do get a little bit of that Play-Doh brininess, and because they're in Washington.
Yeah, that's
where in Washington.
They're in Woodinville, Washington, which is by Seattle.
Okay. Okay. How far are they away from the coast?
Oh, I don't know. I have to pull up the map.
That has something else to do with it.
That's my theory is
that
maybe
be why.
It could be the winds.
I'm tasting the Play-Doh-y salt briny taste.
Yeah, I think the northwest winds mixed with the mountains and stuff like that, all the rain and whatever, it just has a different taste that we're not used to being from Florida, which is funny because we get salt on our cars no matter where we go.
Yeah, but it's a different salt.
Yeah, but it's a different flavor that we're not used to in the in whiskeys.
Which is weird because I'm a Scotch guy.
Yeah.
Okay, and I love briny scotches. I mean, because briny and smoky go together anyway.
Yeah.
But I love briny, smoky scotches.
But I.
So why wouldn't I like?
I think it's because you expect Scotch to be briny.
I never had a briny Scotch. Like all the Scotches I've always had have always been. I never actually noticed the smoke because all the Scotches I've ever had is either with you.
Yeah.
Or like Johnny Walker.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So in all your scotches that you've ever had, which is weird, you were the Scotch guy and I was the bourbon guy. It's fucking weird as shit.
Yeah.
All the scotches you've ever had were not really peated. You know, they were more of like a lowland scotch, you know, nowhere near the coast.
Well, I think the Battle Hill was a Speyside.
Yeah. Speysides, which are,
You
know, most of the time they're not peated. They're not briny, you know, they're just a straight of the mill whiskey.
And that's something that I need to get more informed on is because I always forget like Speyside versus Isla versus Highlands.
Versus Highlands versus,
you know, those flavor profiles. So sometimes I probably said something that I meant something else, but I'm just
I'm an Isla guy off.
I'm uninformed on, you know, when I say a light scotch, you just say an Isla, but I think it technically it's a Speyside is the lighter one. I don't really know. I probably say things all the time that I'm like, I shouldn't say that anymore because I sound dumb. But that's just,
I
know that there are a lot of flavors over there. I just can't remember the exact region that does the exact one, which will probably piss some Scotch people off, but I'm learning.
I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. I mean,
I'm learning.
That's the great thing about being here.
Yeah.
And Grain and Barley is we know a little bit. We also know enough to sound stupid sometimes. And most often or not, we do sound stupid, and it's okay.
And we are human beings.
But we're open to be corrected.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I don't know where I'm going with this, so fuck it.
I got you, man. No, it's one of those things where, like, Grain and Barley, we're still learning. You know, we're still experiencing things we've never experienced before in the world of alcohol. We're learning different flavors that can come out of things that we've tried, you know, whether it's bourbons or scotches or Irish whiskeys or Canadian whiskeys, anything, Japanese whiskeys, things that, hey, we've never had before or whatever. You know, this is a learning curve for us as well. You know, we're not experts. We just like to drink. We know a little bit about some things.
And we know a lot about nothing.
We know a lot about nothing and a little about a little. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
You know, like I say at work, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, like me, I'm a jack of all alcohol. But I don't know shit about most of them.
Yeah, I like what I like to drink, and I'll try other things that other people like to drink.
I will try anything. Like, when it comes to, and I know it makes me sound like such an alcoholic. It makes me sound like such an alcoholic, and I'm not. Although, that's the first sign of being an alcoholic, is denial. But I like to try anything and everything when it comes to alcohol, except for butt chugging.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story.
No, you don't do that. You'll die.
So I want to try everything. I want to make sure I know. I want to try this because I've never had it before. How do I know I don't like it if I haven't tried it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I kind of relate it to, like, I'm a guitar player. You know, I go to a guitar store. I want to play every guitar there. But I want to know why is this guitar like this? Why is this guitar like that? And I think that's the same thing with our journey through alcohol is, why does this alcohol exist? You know, why are there so many different bourbons out there, so many different American whiskeys out there, or just in general? But no, I think that's one of the things that I do take, I hate to say it, I take pride in on this show, is that we're learning and we're having fun doing it, obviously.
Yes, we're having fun doing it.
But no, we are open to anybody that knows more than us. You know, send us an email at info@grainandbarley.com. If you can correct us. You know, we don't want to put out wrong information if we can help it.
So, listen, I know you kind of said that you didn't want to do a scoring system with this.
Oh, we can do one. We can do one.
But we've done a scoring system with every single one we've done, and we can't
Yeah, I realize that, too.
So, before I answer, what do you give the bourbon? I want to know your answer before I give you mine.
All right.
Because I know it's going to be vastly different.
Yeah, probably. I know that usually when I drink their bourbon, I take a sip or two and I let it sit for a while. Take another sip or two, let it sit for a while. I just casually drink it. The thing with the Woodinville from me is that it does have a lot of oil in it. So to me, the flavor kind of stacks. I don't know if you noticed it or not. To me, it does. It'll have like a base layer and it'll go on top with another flavor, another flavor, another flavor. And that's when I say when it's complex. It's not just like, here's the one flavor all the time. It's here's a flavor, here's another palate feel, and then here's the finished result. That being said, is it the absolute best bourbon in the world? I don't know. I haven't had, you know, the super expensive ones that are quote-unquote the best, but...
Hey, listen, I want to try their Bottled in Bond, their... I want to try all of I wanna their try stuff. Their,
yeah.
The cash strength, the, you know...
I'd say for me, as far as the bourbons that I have in my collection right now, out of the ones that are that, I gave it like an 8.
Well, I'm going to disappoint you.
That's fine. You'll probably give it like a 2.
No, it's not that far. To me, it's better than American Barrel. A Woodinville, I'd give a 4.
Okay.
And I feel bad for giving it such a low number, but we can revisit it later on down the road. And maybe... The more my smell comes back, the more my taste comes back from not smoking. Maybe I'll get a little different smells and taste from it. But right now, I'm giving it a 4. I apologize, Woodinville, but taste is subjective, and so are opinions.
Yeah, taste is completely subjective, and like I said, you know, you just quit smoking. So I think, honestly, that your palate and your nose has reset, and it's not used to smelling 100% of what a whiskey smells like due to you smoking back in the day. So I definitely want to revisit this.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I will revisit the bourbon all day long.
Yeah.
I will, not all day long, but I will revisit the bourbon again.
Uh-huh.
Now, the rye. What do you give the rye?
All right, so I haven't had a lot of ryes. Typically, the ryes that I have had, I haven't liked. I do find that the rye is a little more complex or deeper than their bourbon. I'm not getting those sour notes that I usually get at a rye. I'd say it's a little bit better. 8.5.
So I don't normally do this, but I give the rye a 10.
Oh, really?
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
See, I only gave it an 8.5 just because I haven't had a lot of rye and I haven't had a lot of good experiences with the rye that I've had. So I think it's I've had amazing. Like 3 ryes on this one. So
I've had a bunch of rye, you know. And now, our area, how much is this?
I think roughly it's between, I would say it's in the 40 to 50 mark.
Okay.
It all depends. I got it from a small store, so it's a little higher, but.
I've had a bunch of different ryes, and this one is just, there's something about it, man. I can't quite put my finger on it yet. This is a bottle I'm going to have to go buy and just dissect it.
Yeah.
Because I could taste so much in this. I am straight up, like this last sip.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the back of my tongue.
Yeah.
And I just, oh my God, dude. Toasted rye bread with butter on it.
Okay. Yeah.
One of my favorite sandwiches is, you know.
A Reuben?
No. Oh, I love Reubens. What the hell is the name of that meat?
Pastrami?
Yeah. Pastrami on rye.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite sandwiches.
Mine too.
And I love rye bread. Rye bread. I eat like the rye chips that come, you know. This is exactly what this tastes like. So, you know the rye chips that are in Chex Mix?
Yeah.
That's what this tastes like.
Okay.
Except not salted.
True, true.
And it's amazing.
I'm actually really glad that you enjoyed it. I said I bought it not knowing how I would like it. I knew that I wanted to try because I heard good reviews online.
So.
But I bought it, even though having bad experiences with rye, I bought it going, I'll give it a try. You know, I like their bourbon. I'll give it a try. It took me a little bit to figure it out, but I like it a lot.
So what I'm doing right now is looking something up.
Okay.
Because you didn't go into this. The mash bill for the bourbon is obviously, because it's a bourbon, it has to be 51% corn.
Yes.
It doesn't give a percentage.
No, it doesn't.
But this is, it's obviously 51% corn.
Yeah.
It's rye and malted barley. Okay, it doesn't give a percentage for any of it. Now, for the rye,
it's 100% rye.
Rye, is it though?
Yes.
It, does it say it?
Yeah, it says it on the bottle.
Okay, yep, 100% rye. All right, well, all right, so you know, so it's 100% rye.
100% rye.
See, that could be the difference. That could be the difference. How much rye and how much barley are they putting in their bourbon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because here's my thing. I'm not a huge fan of a high rye bourbon.
Okay.
I am a bigger fan of a wheated bourbon.
All right.
It's sweeter. It's more complex, I think. Like, high wheated bourbons, to me, are what a bourbon should be.
Yeah.
Now, rye makes it more earthy.
Yeah.
Which I should like earthy, since I like scotch.
Yeah.
A lot. But
I will say that looking at the straight bourbon on their website, the ingredients are listed as corn, rye, and barley. Right. So I'm guessing that if you look at like ingredients, it's going to be a high stuff, rye. Typically, the stuff that has the most is first. The next one is next. So I'm guessing it's a higher rye. So
I can tell you that the barley is probably less than 10%.
Yeah, I would say so.
Maybe. I could be wrong.
It's now, noticeably lower.
Do they have
lower.
An age? Could you find an age for this, for the bourbon?
I didn't see an age.
So
it's not in the bottle either.
That's the other thing. I mean, it doesn't taste like it's a young whiskey, but then again,
it also doesn't taste like the 12 year either. So it could be.
All right. Woodinville straight bourbon whiskey age. Internet can find everything.
That's true.
See, yeah, it's not. I mean, it is a young whiskey, but it's not that young. It is a 5 year, apparently, from what I'm reading right here, it's 5 years old.
Okay. So it's got a little bit of age to it.
And it looks like the rye is 5 years as well.
Interesting.
So that's good. Well, with that being said, Beard, I'll let you take over everything else.
All right, I'll close it up for the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into Grain and Barley on this Beard's Birthday Bonanza episode, we'll call it, for Woodinville. If you have any questions, comments, anything, you just want to talk to us, reach us at info@grainandbarley.com. Also, check out our website, grainandbarley.com. You can find our links to social media, all of our show links, and our merchandise store. And
our wonderful About Us page.
And our wonderful About Us page. And we do have the tasting notes up, which we need to fix. But
we will fix. It's just there.
It's a work in progress right now.
So,
info@grainandbarley.com. Grainandbarley.com to hit all of our links and our merch store, as well as some other things too. Our About Us section that Captain Joe over here has worked tirelessly a whole 2 minutes on.
Yeah, dude, it was the greatest thing ever. And listen, let me say this, and I'm sorry for interrupting you.
It's all right.
The best place to find more information on us besides our website is our Instagram. At GBcast on Instagram.
I was getting there. But yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. That's about it. I've had a lot of fun this episode. I'm really glad that you like something that I've bought for once. And I'm really excited to revisit these at a later time.
Yeah. Peace. We love you. We're out. Right.
Thank you so much. Catch you next time. Confused on what they're trying to say.